T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story, developing one. Governor Pritzker says coronavirus positivity rates are now over the 7% level across Illinois. As COVID-19 cases continue to climb in one of the state's public health districts, every one of the state's health districts, the Illinois Department of Public Health reporting more than 4,300 new COVID-19 cases and 69 additional deaths tied to the pandemic. You heard the governor live on WBBM saying the more coronavirus patients are also beginning to show up in the hospitals.
Region 7, set for additional resurgence mitigations on Friday, is showing less than 23% remaining ICU and med-surg beds capacity at this time, while continuing to see increases in COVID-related hospital admission in the wrong direction.
Region 7 includes Will and Kankakee counties, which will see new restrictions on Friday, along with DuPage and Kane counties. The state also says more than 500 COVID-19 patients are in intensive care units for the first time since mid-June.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot outlined her 2021 budget proposal today, and it includes layoffs and what she calls a modest property tax increase designed to fill a revenue gap caused by the pandemic, estimated to be $2 billion over the next 2 years.
We have made choices on additional revenue that aid our recovery, not hinder it. We have worked very hard to be smart and prudent and strategic and make choices that spur growth and build wealth.
The mayor says her proposed $94 million property tax increase would be phased in and tied to inflation. A home valued at about $250,000 would see taxes rise $56 a year.
Well, the budget's total price tag totals $13 billion, and leaders of some community-based groups say they're not happy with what's in it.
Emma Tai, executive director of United Working Families, says it's immoral to lay off city workers before eliminating all 847 vacancies in the Chicago Police Department, and it's immoral to raise property and gas taxes on poor people while using tax dollars to subsidize luxury office developments. Patrick Brosnan, the head of the Brighton Park Neighborhood Council, says even the administration's own survey shows the public has different needs.
We have an eviction crisis. We have, a foreclosure crisis. We're on the brink of a foreclosure crisis. And I think that, you know, we need to see, this budget isn't really reflecting, I think, that reality, unfortunately.
On the business side, Jack Lavin, who heads the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce, commends the mayor on drafting a budget that faces the challenges, but also says more work is needed. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, a lot of us are looking for a reason to smile these days, and today we found one on the sunny side of a street in Lincoln Square.
There's a house on Sunnyside Avenue, the 2100 block, where a 10-year-old boy named Asher has a whiteboard on the front lawn, and every day he posts a new joke of the day. His father, Russ Horowitz, isn't sure exactly whose idea it was in the beginning.
In all honesty, I don't know. I bet you it was his idea, this is a great joke. Can I write it and put it outside on the porch? And we're like, sure. And then became a we got to get the joke out thing.
And the family has been doing that since March.
For him, he sort of considers it I put the joke out. And I don't know that he fully understands that for some people who come by, it's part of their day. Yeah, we have some friends who live in the neighborhood, and they're like, oh yeah, every morning we come by, joke of the day.
When we went by, the joke was, my daughter is terrified of elevators, so we are going to start taking steps to avoid them. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The family of a man who was shot and killed during a struggle with Illinois state troopers in Harvey 2 weeks ago is suing the state police. Darren Green Jr. was killed during a traffic stop. Attorney Andre Grant tells CBS2 that Green, a passenger in a car, did not have a gun at the time and there was no struggle for a weapon.
The shooting took place after the crash, after the car had completely stopped. And we have a witness who will testify that the officer stepped out of the car and deliberately shot Darren Green in the back of the head.
Green accuses the attorney accuses the troopers of failing to secure a gun from the car and using it to kill Green. Illinois State Police are not commenting because the investigation is still ongoing.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.